Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City Head Boys Basketball Coach Dan Rosacker. And Coach, let's start back at the Christmas break. You guys had a little bit of time off and then got onto the practice floor a little bit before your Bishop Garrigan game that came up on January 2nd. So let's talk about what happened over the Christmas break and getting ready for the second half of the schedule.
Yeah, you know, going into break, we had just come off that Clear Lake loss. But, you know, even though it was a loss, I think our kids gained a lot of confidence and played pretty well against a really good team at Clear Lake. And we carried that into practice over break. And really, Coach Eastful and Coach Delvo did a really good job of getting the kids back to fundamentals. We spent a lot of time on that sort of thing and cleaned some things up, both offensively and defensively. But especially, we worked on the offensive side. And I think you saw the dividends that paid off when we came back in the Garen game. We probably played one of our most complete games at both ends and really executed what we wanted to do on the defensive end, and that led the offense as well. I think we scored the most points we had this season against Garrigan. So a lot of those things that we did over break definitely paid off. So it was a good break for us, for sure.
And, Coach, you guys took on Algona Bishop Garrigan on your home floor, and we kind of talked about that right before that game, but kind of a different schedule the way it lines up is just boom, you're back in school, you're back on the basketball court and playing a game there that night. That's a little bit of a tough transition, but your team handled it well and picked up the 69-58 win.
Yeah, you're always a little bit worried how that's going to work coming out of break and having a game right away, like you said. You know, we didn't really have, and especially it was off the weekend as well, so had a lot of time there where we hadn't really practiced, did a little bit of a shoot-around type thing, but, you know, the kids really came in focused and got off to a really good start and executed well, and were able to get that win over Garrigan, who's been doing some nice things. You know, they went on the road and beat North Union, but our kids really, I thought, locked in on the defensive end and caused some problems for Garrigan, and then we just had a lot of players step up and do some really good things. Ty Dillavue was knocking down some threes, had 11 points, and Tommy and Carson combined for 15 turnovers. Assists. Tommy had 10, and Hall had 15, and Tommy led us 19 points. Another kid was, you know, Willie Holmes, I think, is just progressing as we go, get more comfortable. He had 9 points and 9 rebounds for us. So did a lot of really good things against a good Bishop Garrigan team, and were able to get the 11-point win. We had a little bit of a glitch down the stretch where we didn't execute very well at different times, but overall for about 30 minutes, I thought we really, really executed at a high level.
Coach, and it's got to feel good just to start that part of the season just on a high note with a victory. You know, you have Lake Mills coming up. Just as far as morale-wise, that probably had to feel good.
Yeah, it does, because, you know, you're kind of looking at the second half of the season. You want to get off to a good start, and we knew what was in front of us, and we were still, you know, tied there at the top of the conference. So a lot of things in front of us there, and you want to be playing well as you progress through January. And, you know, I thought we took some things that we cleaned up, like I said, in December and got off to a good start, Garrigan. And the goal is to continue to carry that through January as we go here in the really competitive conference race.
And last night you guys hosted Lake Mills, who came to town, and a Lake Mills team that had a little extra time off before the break. We kind of talked about that before the game. Would you rather have a game in or have more time to prepare? It's one of those things, you go back and forth. But either way, the game comes around, and Lake Mills just has some hot shooting. Your team was right there for parts of the game, but Lake Mills able to get past you 76-56.
Yeah, it was a really frustrating game from our perspective. Like you said, Lake Mills had some time to prepare, and whether they have a day or 2 weeks, they're going to be prepared for us. They do a great job up there, and they came in with a great game plan, took us out of a lot of things we like to do, and I think that really frustrated us at the offensive end and turned into us not executing on the defensive end. We had probably two of our better days of practice, and I was really confident going into that game, but you have to give Lake Mills credit. They really took us out of a lot of things offensively, and defensively we just broke down. I promise you, we did not have a game plan where they were shooting wide open threes and uncontested. I mean, it looked like pregame warmups out there at times, but we just did not rotate very well and didn't communicate at all on defense, and and that's on me. We covered some things, but obviously the message didn't get across. But to our kids' credit, second quarter, they kind of locked in, settled down a little bit, got back to what we wanted to do, and I think we cut it down to 7 or 8 points. But again, at halftime, Lake Mills came out second half and went right back to executing very well, and we did not rotate again, and it went from, you know, a 12-point game up to a 20-point game, and that's very difficult to overcome against any team, but especially one that plays as well as Lake Mills. So I'm not down on the kids. We'll get it corrected. It was just the classic night where one team was clicking it on all cylinders, and we just could not get anything going, especially at the defensive end. And you've got to be able to take some things away from Lake Mills if you want a chance to win. And, you know, it was a combination of leaving guys open on the perimeter, and then when they did get it inside, we were allowing guys to kind of be really comfortable in there, which is something we really worked on. That, like I said, we didn't carry it over to the game last night. And again, you got to give Lake Mills credit, and we'll get it corrected as we move forward.
Coach, that was one of the things you mentioned there. That was one of the things that I noticed too. Even in, you know, going from the transition of the first quarter to the second quarter, they lead by 15 at the end of the first quarter, but then your team cut it down there in the second quarter, and did that throughout the game. Really, the fight, they never gave up. They kept going, and you know, you once you got down like that, you could have lost by 25, you could have lost by 30, but your team continued to fight time in and time out.
Yeah, they did. You know, I was really happy with them at the quarter break after the first quarter. We just, you know, tried to get them calmed down and just get back to the game plan and just execute the game plan. And I thought they came out and did that. I thought we did it at times in the fourth quarter, but you've got to do it for 32 minutes against a team as good as Lake Mills. But, you know, I like you said, in the second quarter, I thought we came out and played well. We had a spot at the end of the first half where I think we could have cut it back down to single digits, and it just didn't happen. And like I said, they were making it very difficult for us to get inside and do anything. They really walled up and were very disciplined like they typically are, and just made it very difficult for us. And when the perimeter shot isn't going down, that makes it tough. But, you know, I'm not down. Like I said, I'm not down on our kids. There's a lot of good things we can take from that game and learn from it. And, you know, we got to move forward. But just it was a frustrating night, you know, for the coaches and the kids as well, because we had some pretty high hopes the way we practiced the last couple of days getting ready for that game, and unfortunately it just didn't transition to the game last night. And again, like I said, you got to give Lake Mills credit for that.
Coach, one other part of that is, as well as your team, you know, wore the shirts supporting Coach Mankey, and I know you and Coach Mankey have been coaching against each other for over two decades now, and I know you guys have built a little bit of a bond. Talk about why your team was willing to support Coach Mankey.
Yeah, you know, like I told Kyle last night, it was just something really, you know, a small thing we could do to try to support not only him, but his son, his family, and the community up there to get the shirts and to wear those last night. And, you know, like you said, we've been competing for over 20 years, almost 25 years now. And, you know, as much as we both want to win, and we both, as we were kind of laughing last night about it, we've both gotten to the age where we're realizing there's a lot of things that are a lot more important than basketball, and what he and his family were going through, that, you know, that you don't want that to happen to anybody. And, you know, they're just, you know, quality program. And if there was a way we could support him, we wanted to do that. So we wanted to do that last night. And I'm just glad he was there last night. That wasn't something a few months ago I anticipated. I was afraid he wasn't going to be able to coach this year, but it was good to see him there. And, you know, just to be able to compete and be able to support them, and in front of a great crowd. We had an unbelievable crowd last night. Like I told the kids, again, that's, you know, that not a lot of programs get to play in front of crowds like that, and both those programs really support them. And, you know, if we could do something to support Coach Mankey and his family, we wanted to do that.
And, Coach, with that, now your team will travel to Eagle Grove next week. Eagle Grove, Garner, Hayfield, Ventura, your two games. Obviously, two big games in the conference race. Two teams you've already beaten this year, earlier this season, but two teams obviously that are going to be hungry to try to get revenge on your team. So what do you guys got to do next week to find a couple of wins?
Yeah, you know, the first thing is we're going on the road for the first time in a very long time, so we got to get used to that again. But as you mentioned, going down to Eagle Grove, who, you know, they're going to need this to stay in the conference race, and they've got really good pieces to their team as well. And we played pretty well the first game of the year, and I think maybe surprised them as well as we played, and that won't happen this time around. They're playing pretty well, and we're going to have to go down there and make sure we take care of their shooters. And obviously, you know, my main concern is, like I told the kids last night, we don't want Lake Mills to beat us twice. We need to move on from that game. There's nothing we can do about that. We need to get ready on Monday to prepare for Eagle Grove, and I just want to make sure our mindset's right and that we execute, and I'm pretty sure our kids are, I have no question they're going to come back ready to compete. This is a very competitive group, and they want to get on the game court Tuesday and show the things they've improved, and that's just not the Friday night wasn't the typical team they were. It was just one of those nights for us, so I'm sure they're excited to get back on the court on Tuesday and go down to Eagle Grove and see if we can get a win on the road, and then, like you said, we've got Garner coming to town on Friday, so that's always going to be a fun one as well. So big week for us for sure.
All righty, Coach. Well, thanks so much for your time. Really do appreciate it. We'll talk to you on Tuesday night before the Eagle Grove game. Have a great weekend, Coach.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
That's 4A City head boys basketball coach Dan Rosacker.